My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. We got a great Dom's Money Melody today. We're waiting on Alina Haba, one of the president's lawyers. Wanted to ask her about, in the debate prep, by the way, it's not just Tulsi Gabbard. It's Matt Gaetz is one of the other, I don't know if you call it with Trump, debate preppers. They sit around, they talk about it, they go through some things. Look, I'm of the camp that I think Trump has really been preparing this time, not in the conventional way, and that's good. You know, I guess it's fine publicly to say, I'm just going to show up, I've done this before and all that. I like the idea of preparation here. The Harris people, Mayor Pete is an example, have been trying to lower expectations. This is always the game. This is a cut four, Dan. Here's Mayor Pete trying to say, man, Harris is going to need superhuman focus tomorrow night.
So there is a new New York Times poll out this morning, and it says 28% of likely voters said they still need to learn more about Harris. Only 9% say that about Trump. What does she need to do at the debate to fill in those blanks?
Well, I think the main task will be to make sure Americans understand the difference in visions and are reminded that they already agree with her on the issues that matter most to them. But that's going to be challenging. I competed with her for the Democratic nomination, and I had the honor of being involved in her debate preparations against Mike Pence. She is a very focused and disciplined leader, but it will take almost superhuman focus and discipline to deal with Donald Trump in a debate. It's no ordinary proposition. Not because Donald Trump is a master of explaining policy ideas and how they're going to make people better off. It's because he's a master of taking any form or format that is on television and turning it into a show that is all about him. But the less we're talking about him and the more we're talking about you, the better it's going to be for the vice president, because she has laid out an agenda things like making sure that our tax code is fair and protecting a woman's right to choose. That is, of course, the opposite of Donald Trump's agenda, which has been around tax cuts for the wealthy and his record of destroying the right to choose. It's, again, an extremely challenging task in the face of all of the distraction, whatever outrageous things he does and says, because they will require a response, and yet you can't allow him to change the subject from the difference between his very unpopular set of policies and record and her vision for Americans' future.
Amazing. Lower expectations and make Trump the other. He's so different. You know, anything that you do is fair game. Democracy going to go away, that kind of stuff. That's what it's about. All right, we have, I'm coming to you on the board here, 855-839-1210. Here's one more cut from that town council meeting. So it's not just one person making these arguments or just J.D. Vance about Springfield, Ohio, and other places across the country where we bring in 100,000 Haitians here and then other groups, and they don't fit in, and often there could be criminal behavior like in New York. Here is an African-American citizen there in Springfield standing up at the town council meeting about what he says is going on with this group.
Because I see what's going on in these streets, and I see you guys just sitting up there in them comfy chairs and suits, and like, and I'm getting out here every day, and I'm broadcasting this, and you guys are just sitting up there in suits. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into... they flipping cars in the middle of the street. And I don't know how, like, y'all can be comfortable with this. Like, I don't know, like, who's getting paid from this. I feel like... I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. They dropping... you got... a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come down here. I know a single mom that FaceTimed me tonight, FaceTimed me this morning at the welfare office that really needs something. And it's nothing but immigrants over there. And I don't even want to like seem like I'm coming down on the immigrants, because it's the people that's bringing them down here. Because wherever they're at, that's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like... y'all get the Highway State Patrol down here every week, and then y'all get like a task force for the Highway State Patrol, and they look for guns and they look for dope and this and that and the fourth. That same people that y'all got riding up and down Limestone doing U-turns, pulling people over for blinkers and pulling people over for like going left to center and like a couple miles over, like y'all can take them same people, the Highway State Patrol, and you can take them in every single one of their Silver Chargers and Dodge Durangos, and y'all can take them to Sunset. And y'all can park them right over there, and y'all can teach people how to drive, since the Highway State Patrol know so much about traffic laws and know what to do in traffic. They need to, y'all pay them, they can go over there and teach these Haitians how to drive, because it's getting up. Bro, I'm getting thousands of views on these, and it's going to get bigger, and it's only going to get worse. And y'all sitting up there in these chairs, y'all, all y'all need to get out here and do something. Y'all making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Y'all need to put on a t-shirt and some Crocs, and then y'all need to come out here in these streets, and y'all need to go out here, and I'm out here before the police is.
All right, we got the point, Dan. He lost me. I'm put on the Crocs. I don't know about that, but yeah, keep that cut, please. As his story develops, saying, look, when you have in Chicago, New York, or in this case, Springfield, Ohio, African-American at a town council meeting, or you see the media cover it, right? And it comes back to being overrun by this. And that's why when you look at the most recent polling, this New York Times Siena poll, Democrats historically, for example, have to reach 64% of Latino voters overall, men and women, in order to win, to be solid to win. She's only at about 55, and it's lagging. Trump's at about 42 to 45%. Among African Americans, he's at about 14, 15%. Not overwhelming, but around the edges, that's what's happening. And this is one of the biggest issues. That guy seems genuine to me. Does that sound like an actor that came up with all those specific things? 855-839-1210, you get on board. And when people hear these pet stories or snatching up ducks and beheading them, that really puts a point on this everyday tension that's out there. So I think it's a safe prediction. Something like this is going to come up tomorrow night. Trump is going to reference it in some way. Harris has said very recently, we have to protect the protected status of the Haitians that are here. Not 5 years ago, but recently, she's doubled down on this. And this is different than just illegal immigrants. I mean, these are people brought in, maybe 100,000 or more. And usually it would be in Florida that people are tired of this. But Springfield, Ohio, it's like the Simpsons. We're playing this stuff. Is this all made up? Okay. So Alina is on the phone with the president.
Yeah, she's on with Trump right now.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Dan. That's a news flash. As soon as she's on, well, what did she...
I don't know what they're talking about.
What did he? God knows.
I didn't ask her personally.
Does she not know it's Dom time?
I'm trying to put this dispute. Her employer, the former president, probable president to be, Dom Giordano show. You're right, Henry. Good move by you. She's overruled. She ought to be the phone now. Put Trump on hold for 4 minutes. The country
He's a
wait.
Patient guy.
Yeah, he's a patient. Oh, man. No, maybe Trump will say, well, we'll both get on together. And they can talk it out right there. I mean, how big could the strategy be? I play a lawyer. She is a lawyer, but that's the only difference. All right. So hopefully she'll join us pretty soon here. Let's go to Roger in Atlantic City. He's got a pretty good point, I think. Hey, Roger, good afternoon.
And that you took, you said save that cut was epic and organic. He said, who's benefiting from this? Somebody must be getting paid by this. And the non-government organizations, maybe 98% of billionaires in this country, other than maybe Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, a few, want open borders, left cheaper labor, bigger markets, and the media can't really attack those people for obvious reasons. I mean, the Murdochs have been giving money to the Clinton Foundation. Tell me those Haitians don't have something to do with the Clinton Foundation doesn't have something to do with the Haitians.
Well,
ending
that's
up
one of their
Ohio
biggest.
But
Roger, where I think it was going to go, and look, I stand in line second to no one when it comes going after the Wall Street Journal crowd on this, is also all these groups that get paid to ferry them to these various parts. Sadly, some of them are involved with the Catholic Church.
A fraction. But mostly it's Soros and his disciples. They did a thing like this when Obama had seven wars going simultaneously, and they were emptying out Syria and Libya of military age men and flooding the cradle of Western civilization, Western Europe, with these people, these high propensity crime immigrants. That it was done with the same group. The same pool of money, the same non-government organizations with an assist from intelligence agencies. And that, if you don't focus on the source, you can't blame the immigrants and you can blame the Democrat Party, but that's a misdirection. It's the same. Some of these people are also bankrolling the Republican Party that want cheaper labor. And you see them on Bloomberg. You see them on CNBC. They say how open borders are good. They're not good for the middle class. They're not good. They're for the Constitution, and they're going to vote Democrat eventually. So if the conservatives on the radio and the Republican Party doesn't call out the money behind this massive wave of crime from immigrants, then the Republican Party is doomed as we know it.
Thank you. But look, we're not defending the Republican Party. I agree with you. I just named the Wall Street Journal. No more Republican than that. The Catholic Church and the billionaires and the cheap labor and all that stuff. You're exactly right. And that's why the Trump mission, the MAGA mission, this is at the heart of it. And I'm trying to distinguish, this is not illegal immigration here necessarily. This is a stroke of a pen. And what Trump ought to be going after Harris on is his policy on this. He's not going to do this stuff. And she might fall into it to say, we have to protect people like this. How dare you? Because she does support, at least until now, this protective status for Haitians in America. There's a difference here. This is a spot where Trump can distinguish himself. All right, we'll probably hear from the president's lawyer shortly. So let's take a shot every day at what we call Dan's.
It's
Dom's money.
Money melody.
Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right, Dan, we are playing today for a pair of tickets to Politics and Pints with Donald Trump Jr. at the Scottish Rite Auditorium, Collingswood, New Jersey, September 12th, this Thursday. Each ticket also includes a copy of Letters to Trump. Tickets are on sale at 1210WPHT.com. Go now. Remember, huge sale going on if you don't win the tickets today. Promo code is there. You will see a big reduction. It's down to $120, including handling charges and everything. And the book is a $100 value. So you're set. Join us this Thursday. Dan, backstory.
Yeah, Dom, this one comes from our friend Dave Kosky, a right-hand man of Ed Snyder. And he sends over this from Casey Kasem's America's Top 40, this little factoid. So, Dom, this band spent some time in the Billboard Hot 100 back in 1977, but both Casey and Dave argue that the only reason they charted was because they avoided a fateful night, a fateful flight. They were supposed to fly on the plane of Leonard Skinner when it went down, but they had their offer rescinded, and because of that, this song kind of exploded. So, Dom, a band that's kind of been lost through time, don't perform anymore. We want to know who the artists are that had their lives saved by the decision to have their offer rescinded for their flight and later becoming famous because they opened for the band. And, Dom, I got to tell you, there's not much of a more opposite band than this one to open for Leonard Skinner. Take a listen. We want to know the name of these guys. And I'm the name of the artist today, the originals here, and again, they were supposed to be on the Leonard Skinner flight that went down. They were the opening act, and I don't know who the heck booked this concert, but not really a good opening act for Skinner, I gotta say.
Yeah, why would they be?
Yeah, right?
Theorize. What's your theory? Why?
I guess it's just some kind of record deal. Or,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't have exactly why they were supposed to be there. Yeah.
All right. Like, so we're looking
thing.
For the band name today.
Maybe
right?
It was a contrast thing. Yeah, we'll okay. Look for the band name.
Lull him to sleep, and then you get Skinner to come out and get pumped up.
Exactly what it is. That's... Go out to the yacht first before you have some beers.
Very,
and shoot
very
some,
weird. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like Harris and Joe Biden in reverse. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board, jump in, and you're going to be with us this Thursday with Don Trump Jr. As I said, just after the debate, fabulous night, a lot to talk about, and you'll be there bonding with us as we hear what happened during the debate from the inside. 855-839-1210.
It's Don Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right. Dan really out of left field today with a yacht rock group.
Yeah, why not?
That was the opening act. Let's hear the clue again.
For Skinner. For it Skinner. Makes no sense.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm falling.
Let's go to Alice in Maple Shade on Talk Radio 1210. Alice, good afternoon. What's the name of the band?
Hey, is it LeBlanc and Carr?
Wow.
That is pull out from Alice.
Who the heck are LeBlanc and Carr, Dan? Alice, we will see you on Thursday night. You'll be able to tell me how you knew that, Dan.
Yeah, right. This one came from Dave Kosky. He sent it over because he's a big fan of Casey Kasem's American Top 4. I can't do it. I'm going to try an accent. But no, he wanted to point out that it's such a juxtaposition between this and Skinner. You have Yacht Rock here versus Skinner, but went on to a long career, Lenny LeBlanc, performing Christian music and such afterwards. But this is his big hit, made it Billboard charted solely for the reason that after that plane crash, everyone... Well, I was curious who LeBlanc and Carr were, and, you know, this kind of spurred out of that. But I have no idea who thought it would be a good idea for this band to open for Skinner or anything, but they did a whole national tour together.
All right. We are happy to bring you on our tour just off the phone with President Trump, apparently. She'll cite the Fifth Amendment or something here, Dan, but top-notch lawyer, one of the president's lawyers you've seen throughout all these legal situations. Alina Haba joins us again here on The Dom Show on Talk Radio 1210. Alina, hope you had a good call with the president. We're happy to wait.
Sorry about that. Business duty first. Duty first. We got a busy day and a very important debate tomorrow, so we're getting up and ready.
Absolutely. Well, you are an excellent person, too. I'm not sure if you're in the preparations or a part of it. Given your legal background, given your TV presence, et cetera, with the debate tomorrow night, they got what they wanted partially, the bogus 36 felonies. How would you say President Trump should deal with that when the prosecutor brings that up?
Well, I think he has to remind everybody why that happened and how it happened and who was behind it. And I think that that's what, frankly, has gotten most of America to rally behind him in the past 3 years that weren't already behind him. So a lot of independents, and we're seeing a lot of voters that have never voted before come out and say that they do not want lawfare. They do not want a DOJ that protects one party over another. They want them to protect Americans, no matter what your affiliation is. And this lawfare is part of the problem, if not the entire problem. And he is a perfect example of it. I mean, literally, if you look up lawfare in the dictionary, his face is right on the front. And that's just very un-American. That's what they do in Venezuela. We don't do that here. So I think he needs to, you know, my advice would be, frankly, to remind everybody that it is her DOJ that did this. These cases were old. They're stale. They're ridiculous. Their lack of merit is clear, and they're failing as a result of it. And I think the American people know that.
Alina, if you had to on this, too, there's a vibe in the air, you know, because they think the average person is stupid on this, that we don't want a president that's king, as if the Supreme Court said you have complete and total immunity. So dealing with the immunity thing, how would you try to parse that out and characterize that if the moderators don't?
Yeah, so immunity, presidential immunity, has been in place not for Trump. It's been in place since Nixon, since prior to that. And we've had immunity in place for a very important reason, to prevent lawfare. And that immunity affects all presidents, not just Republican presidents, so that they can go and do what they need to do in a situation room and bomb somebody that is threatening our country and terrorists and not be worried that they're going to come out and get sued for it. That's really the critical thing. And immunity is a well-established law. We have laws, case laws, Nixon v. Fitzgerald, that have established this. We're not creating new laws. That's what they do with the Adult Survivors Act in New York, for instance. They are, you know, it's what's good for them when it's good for them and not when it's not. But the truth is, these are old laws that we as Trump's attorneys, but also as any president's attorneys, would argue are important in place to have systems that work. And by the way, we have checks and balances in this country. We have that for a reason. So there are ways that you can, you know, impeach a president. There are ways that you can check the president, the executive branch. But those all are already structured through our Constitution and through decades of American
history. Yeah, and Alina, I don't know about you. I'll speak for myself. President Obama killed an American citizen without going through all kinds of legal ramifications. I supported him in taking out that terrorist. And he didn't get impeached. He didn't pay a price for that. He had immunity because I think...
Did he go to jail?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly right.
Exactly. Now, you got to do your job. It's the only branch of government where there's one individual who embodies the entire branch. And that individual cannot be fearful in that role, no matter who the individual is.
Exactly. Now, I'll be in the spin room tomorrow night here in Philadelphia. Are you going to be here in Philadelphia?
I will.
Oh, our Dan, book that. Hi. Get the exact location. Here we go. It's a home run in person. It's worth it just going into the spin room here. So
you will have Haba at the spin room.
So, Haba, when you take on all comers when you go into the spin room, too, I'm sure there'll be, you know, people hectoring on the other side, right?
Yeah, it's fine. You know, I'm actually very proud of my relationships with journalists and with, you know, I'm friends with, frankly, both sides of the coin. I think that there's a respect that's missing in this country that I try to bring to the table. No matter what your policies are, no matter what side we're on, we need to bring America back to that. And I definitely try to do that. I'm kind to the Caitlin Collinses. Maggie Haberman's a friend of mine from the New York Times. I think this country misses that, frankly. Just because we don't agree on everything doesn't mean that we can't have civilized conversations. And I've always treated all journalists with respect and kindness.
Well, I'll be looking forward to that. Remember, Dom, D-O-M, not Don, D-O-M tomorrow night if we can get you on. Alina,
okay.
I've been told that you're part of the upcoming film by Dinesh D'Souza, who's a friend, and we've done several screenings with him. Vindicating Trump, and it's out on September 27th.
That's right. It's going to be so epic. I mean, what a special person Dinesh is. He's so educated and really cares about this country. He's done a fantastic job. I actually cannot wait to see it. I put it out today. I know he put a trailer out. President Trump is in it. I'm in it. Laura Trump's as well. You know, it's going to be very important for this election that Americans watch it.
Parting question for you, Jack Smith. Now they got the what they wanted, the brand felon, 36 counts, etc. Smith's game, right. He can't get the trial in the January 6th case, but right. The game will be sometime, I guess, in late September or early October to, quote, put out something the American people don't know about January 6th as part of the pretrial.
Yeah, how epic is that? Talk about intervening in an election interference at its finest. So we can't get to trial, so let's just put one side of the coin's evidence, but not ours. This is the America that they've created. It's a disgrace. It's a shame. It's a sham. It's 100% election interference, and it has to stop. If you ever have any questions about whether it exists, just look at that order. I mean, that's just a ridiculous situation. This is a guy, by the way, who's been debunked because he wasn't even properly put into his position. So, we'll handle that as it comes. But, you know, they always do an October surprise. They just can't help themselves.
Absolutely. Well, welcome to Philadelphia. We will see you tomorrow night. And thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'll meet you tomorrow.
All right, Dan, write that.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, the spin room. Oh, my goodness. The mischief, the shenanigans. That's not my number one, though. It's Josh Shapiro, I think, unless there's somebody unannounced there. Is M. Night Shyamalan going to appear again? I'll get him this time. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. You can jump in. And, Dan, let's get Dinesh back on September 27th. He's had, you remember that Dinesh D'Souza won the number one Razzie as the worst actor one year for a film that he did? And his rejoinder was, wait a minute, how could they give me that? I was playing myself. He was. How are you a bad performance if you're playing yourself? All right. So I don't know where you saw that, Dan. Did you get an email?
Or she posted up, and I saw the trailer pop up earlier, and I saw her retweet saying that she's looking forward to be part of this.
Nice. Yeah. That added a lot. So tomorrow night with Walter Sterling. Around 10:30, I think that's when the debate ends. So I'll be on with him, giving some color commentary from the spin room. And we'll see what guests we can put on. And then we'll tape that and you'll hear some of it the next day, the highlights of it. But I'm excited because this, for a presidential debate like this, God only knows who might be in the spin room, Dan. You know who I want to see in the spin room? Corey Lewandowski. Oh, man, what kind of shenanigans could happen there.
That'd be really
I'm
great.
Sure he will be there.
Yeah.
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 But what I'm saying is, you know, a hostile reporter or two might be. And I don't. Do they put Caitlin Collins in the spin room? That's my methodology, is to try to interview the interviewers if I can.
You know, he might get to interview then, if that's the case.
Who's that?
Don Lemon.
Ah, yes. Finally, sure, get him on the show. Philly, right? Oh, can you imagine a murderer's row? Well, my mission would be to get him on the show the next day, too, to get something there. And then
see, you had a chance. You should have traded. Say, I'll come on you guys if you send me Don Lemon, you know?
All right. CNN tonight at 11 o'clock. Looking forward to that, or around 11. I don't know what time they put you on. I hope it's sooner rather than later.
What are you talking about?
They want to talk about what do people want to see in the debate here in Philadelphia. So they have Solomon Jones, who is really a legend in African-American radio. Writes for the Inquirer, and then they have me on the other side. And what I'm going to talk about is the key word in this debate. Let me write that down. I got so many. I need a different highlighter here. Is change. And will Trump drill down that he is the real change agent? You can't have it both ways with Kamala Harris. She's not responsible, and yet she was the last person in the room with Joe Biden. So will she renounce Joe Biden and everything about him? If she doesn't do that, how in the world does she get to say she's the change agent? What change is she going to do that's that much different from Joe Biden? Could there be a bigger change agent for ill or worse, wherever you come out? I'd have to say Trump is the number one change agent that we've ever seen in a presidential race. That doesn't mean you have to agree with him. It just means he's different. All right, you got the side question going,
too. I post that up on Twitter?
Yes.
What topic are you most excited to hear about during tomorrow's
debate? Oh, sure, yeah. Okay, yeah, exactly. Cool. Let's see what people tell us that we might go with. You know, I'm going to tell them honestly. Okay, look, I know what Solomon's saying. These people hope that Trump mops up the floor with Kamala Harris. I'll put it more politely. That's what they're hoping for.
So should I put, as a voter in a swing state, what topic are you most excited, or just leave it open-ended?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, what topic are you most excited to see? I might be missing something here. Watch for this Springfield, Ohio thing. Watch for the change issue. And again, it's easy to interview Alina when Dan's behind there putting good stuff in. All right. We'll see you tomorrow night, though. Dan, in person, I can just imagine, you know, this is quite a... we'll have to talk to the Trump people and say, can we get an exclusive with the media all milling around, and we have her on Talk Radio 1210 for 30 seconds. That's all I need, just to say that. Walter, we have an exclusive here. All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. I told you for years about my friend dentist and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz and the Bentz Dental Group. He's known for helping you overcome your fear and anxiety in a state-of-the-art facility makes dentistry as easy as can be. My recent experience is a great example. I've told you about replacing this permanent tooth. Fit the first time. No muss, no fuss. Bang, right in there. But the cleaning I had recently, too, with Maria. It's just all part of the great staff, the great skill of Dr. Bentz, and then that infrastructure. He has the best that you're going to see anywhere, including that state-of-the-art 3D printer that makes your teeth. It's the Bentz Dental Group. If you're looking for a dentist, if you're looking for somebody who can deal with any kind of fear and anxiety, put you at ease and comfort, Dr. Bentz, this is the place to go. Bentz Dental Group, B-E-N-T-Z, or call for that appointment today, 610-272-6949. BentzDentalGroup.com, that phone number. Call them now, 610-272-6949.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
4-9. All right, Dan, coming up, I saw this on Fox, and apparently it's about a spice shop in Kamala Harris, and there's one at Third and Market now where people are going in and complaining
spice
about
shop.
Something. Yeah, Penzies,
ooh,
I think it's
okay.
Pronounced. Yeah,
I like that.
I'll give the details on that. Side question today, though, hit us with, this comes off Dan and his cravings for Musselman's. That's exactly where it came
sauce.
From. Yes, a brand name. You have to have the brand name. And you heard Alina Haba talk about this film coming out, Dinesh D'Souza, Trump vindicated. Also, the debate, how to counter this idea of the felonies. I'm a prosecutor, that mode that she always wants to get into. And essentially, the issues that will spring from that. And I think Trump is much more prepared this time around. I think that's what that phone call was about. Than he usually might, even though he doesn't do the normal sort of preparation. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, afternoon.
Hello, Dom.
Yes, Earl.
Yes. I didn't know if you wanted my answer or if you wanted a sample from my new Kamala Harris song.
Oh, that's up to Dan here behind the scenes. You take your answer, I think, Earl.
I'll go with the answer. My answer is Dom Giordano. You got to read the labels and make sure that you're actually getting the real Dom Giordano, because you don't want to accidentally get a Don Geronimo instead.
We remember that at all time. Yeah. Thank you, Earl. That is a clip that
I
is
have
almost
audio from the Spice Story. You want it?
Oh yeah. Well, here's the Spice Story with Vice President Harris.
Yeah, so it's Pittsburgh's Penzies Spice.
Penzies,
yeah,
right?
She visited on Saturday, and they're known for having very divisive messages that come out with their spices.
Okay.
Making an important statement that it's okay, and if not important, to put country above party. And I'm honored to have their support, and I think it's an important statement right now. A lot of what I think is happening, and I was just talking with some folks here in Pittsburgh about it, is that people are exhausted about the division and the attempts to kind of
where
divide
you standing,
us as Americans.
Kamala?
And them stepping up to make this public statement, I think, is courageous, but also for people like the folks I was just talking with, it really reinforces for them that we love our country, and we have more in common than what separates us. Look, it's time to turn the page on the divisiveness. It's time to bring our country together, chart a new way forward.
What is it Penzi said here that's divisive here?
They have a whole About Republicans page on their website. You want me to read from it?
Yeah.
As we've now seen in our first ever About Us page on our website, there's something unique about humankind's relationship with spices that time and again have caused spices to be a driving force for change. We live in a time calling out for change and for solutions for the very real problems our country and planet face. There's two very different futures ahead of us, totally dependent on whether we solve these problems or not. With so much at stake, we feel obligated to use this unique position spices hold in our lives to try to help promote the solutions to these problems as best we can. Watching the slow decline of the Republican Party over the last half century and the steep decline bottom falling out over the last decade, it can be easy to see the nonsense that has overtaken the party, it's pretty much random. Once you start seriously looking at the problems America and the world face and who and what are standing in the way of solving those problems, it quickly becomes clear that there's nothing random to what the Republicans are promoting. It goes on for a while and calls Republicans cruel, racist, and other names.
Wow, and that's the headquarters or one of the stores.
That's their website.
Yeah, that's from the website. Yeah,
yeah,
okay,
right,
you're right. Somebody, a police source, Dan, said, third in market is Penzies here. Apparently there's a store or something of that nature.
All right. So they say, what does any of this mean? Fact question at the end. Going forward, we'll still be glad to have you as a customer, but we're done pretending the Republicans' party embrace of cruelty, racism, COVID lies, climate change denial, and threats to democracy are anything other than the risks they legitimately are. If you need us to pretend you are not creating the hurt you are creating in order for you to continue to be our customer, I'm sad to say you might be happier elsewhere. If, on the other hand, you still want the best spices and don't need us to respect what you now vote for us to be our customer, hooray, we are happy to have you here, but know that we will on a regular basis try to wake you up from this dream that has you believing there is anything conservative left at all to what the Republican Party has become.
I wonder what market share they have. Now, here we come with the age-old thing again, Dan. I would say what they're doing here is so insufferable, so obnoxious, that I'm going to check what I wouldn't throw out stuff we already have, but I'm going to tell them we're not buying their spices anymore. They're one of the bigger spice market shares, probably, right? I mean, this is just not saying we support Harris. Let's not be divisive. And then they run down anybody who they think is a Republican as causing mayhem that will go forward. I mean, the nerve of this. Do we have to continuously engage in this type of stuff to say that, nope, we're not going to put up with it. We're not going to buy your products. So, Dan, we have to institute something where it's an annoyance, but we don't want to have a boycott every minute. Is this the type of thing, kind of like Bud Light, that is where I think it is? It's it's worse in some ways. They made a mistake trying to appeal to another audience with Dylan Mulvaney. This is just a shot saying, we want your business, but we're going to lecture you? About what? Where do you come down? No or yes?
No, I'm with you. It's just ridiculous that a spice company's coming out and making political statements and saying, yeah, you're Republicans, you suck, but we still want to serve you. Like,
yeah.
And then Kamala, as a presidential candidate, go and preach togetherness and unity at a company that clearly does not believe what you're preaching.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all just backwards.
Again, unlike the other side, I take this seriously. We shouldn't be in the business of boycotting. It makes it silly. It's every second of every day. Everything can't be political.
It's very first worldish, too. Like, do we need six different types of cinnamon? They've ground cinnamon, China tongue hing cinnamon, Vietnamese cinnamon, Indonesian cinnamon, cinnamon sugar, Ceylon cinnamon ground, cinnamon chunks, Indonesian cinnamon sticks.
Who are these people suddenly? Talk. You knew from your spice cabinet. Henry, you got something on that?
Yeah, I was going to say, they could probably talk ad nauseum about what the differences are between those cinnamons and why you should buy those cinnamons.
Oh my gosh, look at all these peppers, Henry.
That's a lot of pepper.
That's a lot of pepper.
White pepper, black pepper.
Green pepper.
Green pepper.
Szechuan pepper.
I make the argument, I know what Bud Light did to their brand by putting a guy in the whole thing, all right? And it's endless. But this is just clear. It's not saying, well, we endorse Harris. It's a way to, it's running you down in most vile terms. They're worthy of people not using their product until they come to their senses. And in Pittsburgh, too. Oh, God. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. If you're doing your shopping, apparently there's a store over at Third and Market. I have to pop in and get some more color for the show around this.
It's the fruit of the sea. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole. Shrimp
anything
gumbo,
to get Forrest Gump into the show.
Fries.
Anything at all. It is
you know
a great film. It's on the other night again.
It is a great movie.
It is a great movie. Yeah. All right, lightning round is next. We'll get a winner today to put your name into the hat. Hey, what a great NFL weekend that was. And you have another chance to start the season with a big return on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. How about building a same-game parlay? I'll give you some of the things tonight. Jets, 49ers, Christian McCaffrey over rushing yards. I love that guy. I would go with that. And yes, I'm rooting for this. I'm rooting that he throws 400 yards tonight, even though I'm not always a fan of everything he says. Take Aaron Rodgers over passing yards. Dan, do you have anything for tonight?
Henry might be the guy to ask.
Yeah, Henry, do you have anything?
I mean, he kind of took it from me with the McCaffrey rushing yards. I would have done rushing and receiving combined. I believe the line was 114.5.
114.5? Yeah. First game, he's not banged up, we think. Mm-hmm. And if he's not banged up, he's going to come close to that every time, probably.
I think so.
Yeah. Ah, you got it there. If you score, remember tomorrow, it was Henry.
Anytime touchdown as well?
I never bet on this.
I mean,
if
he's getting 114.5, no, might as well push the odds.
Anytime touchdown. You're not getting much from McCaffrey with an anytime touchdown, though, right?
I think it's probably minus at this point.
Yeah. So I don't know who anytime touchdown you would go with.
Breece Hall.
Breece Hall. That's a great bet.
Breece Lightning.
Yeah, okay. Anytime touchdown, he's the one from my script, too. You said the same thing.
I didn't even see it.
I know Perfect. You did. Wow, we got a new find here at Henry each week with FanDuel.
Anytime touchdown for McCaffrey, minus 170. Breece is plus 120. Yeah,
there you go. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 1210 WPHD. FanDuel is the official sportsbook partner of the NFL, yet be 21+. Present in Pennsylvania, first online real money wager only, $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right, Dom's Lightning Round, sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Enjoy back-to-school savings on a 36-month lease of an exciting C40. Only $369 per month, down payment, taxes and registration fees due at inception, except no taxes on the C40 in New Jersey. Visit the place to do that, Cherry Hill Volvo. Do it today. All right, side question. Coming off Dan with the Musselman's applesauce and the whole deal. Brand name, it has to be this in categories. You just can't do without it. You will reject it.
Dave the Sauce Guy chimed in, the guy that always brings the stuff
on. He's working on it.
Yeah, he's working on an applesauce for me. I love it.
Oh, my God.
Don't know if he'll compare to Musselman's, but.
All right, we'll get Henry's choice one of these days. What a menagerie. Let's go to Chuck, though. This might be close to a winning answer. Chuck in Newtown Square. Hey, Chuck, welcome in.
Great to be on the show again, and great to chat with you guys. Well, look, when I'm thinking about this kind of question, I always think this. All right, what's the consequences of if you use the major product or going to the generic? And you know what? The biggest consequence I can come up with is, well, when it comes down to it, I think I have to ride with the Trojan. I'm not going to experiment because there's maybe a big college tuition coming about 18 years down the line if there's a mistake. All right, so you know what? I'll pay the extra 40 cents or whatever it is, and if there's a consequence, at least I know I did my best to avoid that college tuition down the line.
Oh, my goodness. Talk about planning.
Do you concur?
For the future. Excuse me, honey. I have to check this. College.
By the way, George, you know those condoms I gave you?
Yes.
They're defective. Don't use them.
That was a great Seinfeld moment. Joe in Bordentown on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joe, what's yours?
Greetings, gentlemen. Wishbone creamy French dressing, which I put on my broccoli coleslaw, and there's nothing like...
All right. So specific, Joe. I love it. Thank you,
Joe. Joe has a touch of almost the great man Joe of X in him.
Well,
yes.
He has the experience. He's Zar Tran over on Twitter. He's been doing the side question for a while, just recently started calling. So thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe, very much. That's right. Alan in Hamilton. Alan, what do you have?
Goldberg's peanut chews.
All right. He always says it with such confidence.
Have you ever had an off-brand peanut chew? I've never seen them
anymore. No. I wouldn't
I think
do that.
They've cornered that market pretty well.
Bruce in the Northeast, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bruce. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon. You know, one morning, Samantha Stevens on the TV show Bewitched, she wakes up and finds a different knockoff Darren as her husband.
That is a very... And by the way, let's stand. You don't have any dog in this. It's not like... Tina Louise and Marianne. It's Barbara Eden versus Elizabeth Montgomery. It's Elizabeth Montgomery.
Didn't you like backhand ask Pat Toomey which one he liked between the two? And
I think we did.
Gave, like,
yeah,
a very political answer.
It was "I Love Lucy" or something. He wouldn't answer the question. Gotcha. Yeah, Pat kind of blinked on that.
That doesn't surprise me.
All right, let's see what we have here, too. Henry, give me a couple of contenders. You've been taking those calls. What do you think?
I have. So I think the consensus top three among everyone in here is Chuck and Newtown with the Trojan condom. Joe in Bordentown with the wishbone creamy French dressing, just because of the specificity. And maybe it isn't consensus, because I'm torn here. I'm torn between Earl and Tacone with the answer of Dom Giordano.
Well, thank you very much.
Or Darren from Bewitched.
All right.
All right, I'm going to narrow it down to two, Dom. Trojan condoms, wishbone, creamy French dressing between those two.
All right, I think Trojan condom, yeah. That's where we got to go. That was outside the box. That was a great answer. Tomorrow, probably something around the debate or the spin room. Hope you have a chance to listen tomorrow night, if all goes according to plan. Host debate about 10:30. I'll be on with Walter Sterling and maybe Alina Haba. Dan, she put it in her calendar. First interview right there. As she comes marching in, I'll bring all the color, all the sights and sounds. And CNN tonight at around 11 o'clock, debating the debate. That's the way that I'll put it. Don't forget the flag waving, too. Hope we get a lot of folks out there. Richie always next here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!